Welcome to the latest health news that you need to know for this week, and that's exactly what we're going to cover right here. You're not going to see on the mainstream media. So now, let's quit brainwashing kids that it's a college degree or nothing. So it says they were wrong. How many people feel like a failure because they didn't earn good grades, graduate with a college degree, or receive a formal education? And it says here, the most successful people explain why college degree is useless. So a lot of the famous people, a lot of the people who are considered successful generally, who have a lot of money, have businesses running, have corporations to hold, and they're saying, well, you know, that's not necessarily the case to have a college degree in order to be successful. It says academic achievement in an average American public school typically recognizes three types of intelligence: those who study well, those who can memorize information from hearing or reading, and those who can conform to what various teachers like. So a lot of conformity there, right? A lot of, okay, I believe in authority. Authority is going to be my way of getting to where I want to go. Just follow my orders, you know, just listen to what they're telling me. A lot of that is just listening and conforming. But it says this is merely one type of intelligence out of hundreds. It is good to retain information like that. I think it's very good. But, you know, for me personally, I found, well, I was much better at retaining health information, nutrition information. I found that out on my own through my own research, for example. And so this article says we are all geniuses. Yeah, we all have that ability to understand, and we can choose what we want to do with this consciousness that we have as a human being, this willpower to choose and decide what is it exactly that I want to do in my life and how will I move forward with it. You know, looking at the law of attraction, looking at natural law, what is it that I can do? What are the consequences to my behavior? How do I get what I want in this life? Maybe it has requirements. And yes, it does. It has requirements. It isn't just going to come to you magically. Right, you're not gonna pray down and say, "Please, lords, give me, you know, government lords, give me this free tuition so I could get into this college and, you know, everything just comes to me." You know, you got to work for it. But at the same time, yes, there is crazy debt. The banks aren't competing. The school system isn't all that great. So I understand where you're coming from. But there's also requirements to getting what you want in this life. Regardless, it's the fruits of your labor. So it says, if only, right? If only we can understand what's happening here in our college system. It's not one of the greatest. It's one of conformity. And that is brainwashing, because we're telling them what to think. We're telling them that you aren't independent. You can't critically think. You can't have common sense. And that's the hidden message that people may not be seeing, because they think, oh, well, they're in the best interest. But are they asking the questions? Are they getting you to ask the questions? You know, rather than teaching you what to think, they're teaching you how to think. That would be the ideal situation, right? But it's not just the obligation of the teachers. It's the obligation of the parents. And then the doctors, well, they're supposed to be as teachers too, because they should teach you about the conditions that you have if we're talking about health, right? It's the same exact scenario. Do you want to just tell your patient and give them a drug and say, you're off your way, just like they do in school, and say, well, here's this and you're off your way, and just remember what we told you and just accept it from us because we know better, blah, blah, blah? No, it's about teaching you to teach yourself, as your body can and is very good at doing when given that right resource, that right motivation, that right tool. And that's the thing, is some people don't have that motivation, that tool, so it's hard for them to achieve it. And as health coaches, that's what we hope to do as a coach, right? Is push you toward what you want, and with those right tools as well. So moving on, it says mental health problems, the sad new normal on college campuses by the Children's Health Defense Team. They publish a lot of great articles for sure. It says the survey found that more than 3 in 5, 63% respondents reported experiencing overwhelming anxiety in the past year, while 2 in 5, 42% reported feeling so depressed that it was so difficult to function. Students also reported that anxiety, 27%, sleep difficulties, 22%, and depression, 19%, had adversely affected their academic performance. And I covered this in previous videos because it's just an epidemic, especially among people my age and of, you know, now coming generations. It's bizarre how much depression and mental issues there are, and I have a lot of question about this coming too in my next videos you may see, or the other videos, if I may say. And the thing is, you know, why is it so many mental conditions, and is that giving way to the rest of the body, right? Because your mentality is going to affect everything, just as obesity does, right? And we see now half the population, as I previously reported. So we're going to see a lot of mental conditions, especially being that as you gain more weight, your brain actually shrinks, it actually malforms. And we see that people who consume unhealthy diets, their brain has holes, it doesn't look right. And when they start eating those healthier, clean, full of nutrition diets, they start to regain those brains back so they can start thinking better. And yes, the college system may not be that great either, contributing to this problem. And oh my gosh, it contributes to stress and this and that, and responsibilities that are very different from, let's say, back then, I would say, but in different ways, of course. But looking at it, there's definitely a situation going on, being that this is just going up and up and up. In the same survey, 12% of college students report having seriously considered suicide. So that's 12%. That's a pretty big margin, and that doesn't sound good at all. What are your thoughts on this? What do you think might be causing a lot of these mental conditions? Is it the stigma? Is it the whole environment? I mean, because to me, it's all these different factors combined. With some of the most important ones being the fact that they can't be self-responsible, like self-sustainable, in other words, because they're not given that ability. So they don't see their placement in the world and their beautiful ability to optimize their life. And it says a study by Penn State Center for Collegiate Mental Health reported an average 30% to 40% increase in students' use of counseling centers between 2009 and 2015, at a time when enrollment grew by just 5%. Counseling centers. So as you know, I'm a coach. It's something that I like to do, is to sit down with people one-on-one and talk to them. People need someone to just talk to. Is it the fact that their parents aren't there? Then maybe that's a very, very big question, right? Because they can talk to their parents, or they have to talk to some counselor. And do they like the counselor? Is the counselor have an agenda, or are they truly just listening to the student, letting the student vent, and then they can start coming up with their own ideas, their own solutions based on the guidance, the support that they have. So that's what I see as essential as a coach. And I know some of these counselors may be psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever it may be. They all have different methods to doing it. Do they have an agenda? And are they in the best interest of the students, or do they have a certain way of doing it to which it isn't very individual, therefore feeding the fire that we see in our current medical system, where it's give a pill to the ill, it's a number line, next student please, next patient please. There is no compassion there, and that's not what I want to see. I want to see that compassion, that connection that you build. And oh, you get in trouble with the school because you're building a relationship and you're getting too far into their life, and you can't mention certain things. Like, there's all these boundaries we put on ourselves, and that's the very problem why we are here. That is the problem, is creating these boundaries for ourselves. So some students are going to require different care than others. And some, yeah, you're addressing their mental, but it's also going to be in the heart. It's also going to be in the gut, as you know, is the most root to a lot of disease, as said by the father of Western medicine. And then, you're looking at, well, what are they eating? Maybe that's contributing to it. They're getting these sugar highs and sugar lows, caffeine crashes, and maybe alcohol, if you're looking at like college students, for example. And then vaping, I don't know what it is, but it's a whole bunch of different components together. And as a holistic physician, it's my job to look at all those aspects. So it says, found particularly strong associations for three disorders common on college campuses. So now we're talking about college: anorexia nervosa, obsessive compulsive disorder, and anxiety disorders, and observed in a surge in diagnosed disorders after influenza vaccination, one of the vaccines that college students are most likely to get. So, it's becoming more and more clear to me that a lot of the mental conditions happening in this country, and there's a lot of studies to back this now, and a lot of the violence is being caused by vaccines, or at least it seems like there's some sort of correlation, between the, I don't know, the 15,000% or more above the EPA safe limit of mercury or aluminum and vaccines. That's not something that's safe to be ingesting, and not even ingesting, just literally pumped right into their skin, bypassing digestion. So to be able to detox that, especially when you're eating a processed food diet, which most people in college are, and they have to because of time restraints, then there's a big problem to fix there that maybe counseling just can't fix by itself. But you can see that students want counseling. Why? Because they need that in their lives. They need someone to vent to. They need somebody to release to. What are they releasing? What is they releasing? There's something that's holding them back. There's something that's pushing a weight on them. Why do they feel the need to do that? Why? The root cause is asking why that's happening. It says a study intentionally injected mice with the vaccine used tuberculosis to induce depression-like behavior, finding that the vaccine-induced depression was resistant to treatment with standard antidepressants. So that's a study proving right there that a vaccine can cause depression, and therefore that depression was actually resistant to depression medications. So isn't that bizarre? Okay, and look at this. This is more studies. Another study in mice found that both the antigens and the aluminum adjuvant in the Gardasil HPV vaccine produced significantly more behavioral abnormalities, including depression, in the exposed mice compared to unexposed mice. Okay, more and more evidence. Let's just keep stacking it up. University of California researchers followed healthy undergraduates for 1 week before and 1 week after influenza vaccination in the absence of any physical symptoms. They detected increased post-vaccination inflammation that was associated with more mood disorders, especially depressed mood and cognitive symptoms. You know, is this some sort of correlation? Well, you know, when are you supposed to get a flu shot? Every single year. And look at the main ingredient on the receipts themselves. I'm going to have another video about this as well. And I have past ones on vaccines because it's such a big topic. And it's not that I'm an anti-vaxxer or whatever. I'm just questioning what's going on here. I'm questioning the fact that, okay, why are we taking every single year this flu shot? And it's required in certain states. Otherwise, you know, what will happen? And there's clearly questionable ingredients right on the receipt. And there's a lot of problems that aren't reported on the media at all. Why is that? You know, there's a lot of documentaries that's been censored, taken off the web. Why is that? It says another study of influenza vaccination compared vaccine recipients who had pre-existing depression and anxiety to mentally healthy recipients, finding that both the groups had decreased positive effect following vaccination. However, the vaccine's impact on mood was more pronounced for those with anxiety or depression. That would make sense there if you're looking at the other studies and creating this correlation here. It doesn't seem very nice. It says neuroscientists at Oxford injected healthy young adults with typhoid vaccine to explore the link between inflammation, sleep, and depression, finding that vaccine produced significant impairment in several measures of sleep continuity. And as you know, sleep is very, very important to keeping those moods stable. Very, very important. In fact, you know, even getting sunlight. I mean, if you're stuck in class all day, as you are as a college student, and or even online college student, you're likely not going to get any sun. And that melatonin, that natural melatonin you produce from being exposed to sunlight, that natural vitamin D, as we know in my previous video, can help defeat and prevent and a lot of other things with 50% rates of defeating disease. Vitamin D is crucial. And the sun is a sign of life for this entire planet that we live in. So that's something that we need to have within our life, especially if we're growing up in this world, I would say, and trying to be that source of life. But are we trying to create life, or are we trying to create these denatured forms of life that we call robots because they're just following orders? So it says, they found that the vaccine produced significant impairment in several measures of sleep continuity in the vaccine group compared to the placebo. The researchers noted in their conclusions that impaired sleep is both a hallmark and predictor of major depression. Another group of UK researchers who likewise injected healthy young adult males with the typhoid vaccine found that within hours, the vaccine had produced measurable social cognitive deficits. And that too is very important. Social cognitive deficit. So again, the foods help you think. The same foods that help you think are the same foods that help you gain energy, the same foods that help you lose weight. And those are all these things that college students struggle with. And then social life, right? Not having that, those parents, not having the friends. Now, maybe in a college setting, you will have more of that. But it might become harder, especially if you are on technology. And if you're dependent on technology, we see how that affects mood. So all these different things combined, as I said before, we start to see an accumulative effect upon these college students who are frankly just, you know, part of the system, becoming part of the system, initiated into the system, but also, you know, subjects to the system, experiments of the system. They're the result of where we've gotten. And as we see coming to the next couple of years, we're going to see even more. You know, you see riots and stuff at like, what was it, UC Berkeley, when Milo Yiannopoulos spoke there, and they burned the streets and everything. These kids went nuts. So why is it that people on these college campuses can't control themselves? And you see people like Louder with Crowder, Steven Crowder, going to these college campuses, asking questions, and people like throwing things at them, getting all mad and upset over just a conversation, just asking questions. And so that's what I'm hoping to do here, is just ask questions. And that's all I'm hoping to do here, is just ask questions. Because, you know, in the college system, are they asking questions, or are they just telling you, you know, read the textbook, tell me what your thoughts are? You know, again, one way of thinking. And that's exactly what it is. We are kidding ourselves if we ignore the possible contribution of a cumulative vaccine load that has children receiving dozens of doses by age 18. And as you know, my previous videos, this vaccine dosage has increased three times since like the 1980s. That's not so good. It says, well, variables such as student debt certainly factor into college students' stress equation. We are kidding ourselves if we're going to ignore the possible contribution of a cumulative vaccine load, because they're all at once, you know, not just that, but they have questionable ingredients, not just that, but the whole process is just completely messed up. A lot of scientists can agree with this. You know, oh, it's sterile, all that. No, there are some pretty big elephants in the room that have to be questioned when it comes to vaccines. And I suggest, you know, doing some research on this if you can even find it, because of censorship, right? So it says children receiving doses, dozens of doses by age 18, and piles on even more when kids go off to college. So it's bizarre. And then for the rest of your life, you're just told to get the flu vaccine every single year. And then if you work in positions of power where you have to teach these kids, like, oh, well, you work for the school, or you're a teacher or whatever, then you have to take the vaccine as well. It's like you're really building a system where people can be one and the same, because you're giving them one and the same drug, one and the same vaccine. It's just madness, because you wouldn't do that for a drug, knowing that everybody reacts differently. So why would you do that for vaccines? Just that within itself is questionable, regardless of the ingredients, regardless of all this other stuff, which is also questionable. Clearly, if you just take any incentive into wanting to know a little bit more about your own health and what you would do around it. And that's exactly what awareness can do for you, is really opening up your eyes and saying, well, this world has some problems, and maybe the college system, the conventional education system, is not going to solve it, which is why a lot of successful people have become successful, doing what others have not been doing, and thinking outside the box, not being part of the conventional system, yet are now making the conventional system.